2HD's IT and gadget guru, Stephen Fenwick.
And a very happy South Sydney Rabbitohs supporter is on the line. Good morning, Stephen.
Morning, guys. How are we going? Sorry to hear about Mitchell Pearce. That was a blow. Yeah.
They're going to be struggling to name 21 today, but fingers crossed, touch wood. Onwards and upwards, hopefully.
Yeah, I hope so.
Look, we're always talking about scams, and people are scamming online trying to flog off dodgy COVID vaccines.
Yeah. Well, the cyber criminals, they were always trying to sort of lure their victims by using something that's currently happening. They need to be playing on our fears, our curiosity, our anxieties. And at the moment, a lot of that is around the COVID-19 vaccination rollout. And what they're doing, the Australian Communications and Media Authority have even gone so far as to issue a warning about scammers that are using calls, SMSs, emails, to try to trick people into thinking these are legit forms of communication from all official companies. And what they're trying to do, though, is lure you into giving up your financial details, your personal information. So they're trying to achieve either trying to steal your identity or try to get a financial gain. So I think we just need to be really careful about any email that we receive. Don't click on any links. Beware of these COVID-themed phishing emails. Don't open email attachments or click links in emails from unknown sources, because it could be their first step into taking over your computer and sort of sitting in the background there. So we just really need to use our common sense. It's very rare you're going to get contacted by someone who's going to offer you an express way to get your vaccination. So just be very, very careful. Talk to your local GP. That's your best point of contact for COVID-19 vaccination.
And another concerning one, Stephen, I believe hackers are at it again. Millions of Aussies had their Facebook personal data leaked over the weekend.
Yeah, well, it was found over the weekend. This was a hack that was, there was a website that apparently had like more than 500 million Facebook users' information found on a website for hackers. It's a hacking website, and this data was just dumped on that site. Apparently the data was perhaps breached. It could be up to 5 years ago that the data was breached, but it just goes to show that you really need to be careful of what we share online. Like I know we're on Facebook, we've got our security, our passwords, but try not to share too much information. In this case, the data that was shared was the data that was volunteered when people created their accounts. So they really hadn't, they had this expectation that it was going to be secure. Unfortunately, usernames, passwords, phone numbers, email addresses, physical addresses were all breached in these 500 million accounts. But this did happen some time ago. It was only discovered just recently. But this follows, remember in 2018, the Cambridge Analytica accessed up to 87 million Facebook users as well without their knowledge or their consent as well. So that's a worry. Facebook, in the meantime, has really tightened up their security. I think the breach that we saw on the weekend was, yes, it was an older breach, but still a worry nonetheless.
And I believe, Stephen, Apple's Worldwide Developers Conference, it's going to be held online again this year.
Yeah, for the second year in a row, the Worldwide Developers Conference, which I normally attend. It's a great event that's held in San Jose every year. It's the grand final week for if you're a developer. Everyone comes to San Jose, they hear the keynote, they hear all the updates about the new software that's coming for the iPhone, iPad, Mac OS, and then can use those features to create their new apps for those platforms. This year it's going to be held online once again. Last year was online, it was very successful. Being a software event, there's no hardware, of course, to talk about, so it can be held pretty well online. The developers will still have their access to the Apple engineers to run their code and to talk to them. That's the whole point of the conference, is for the developers to get their access to Apple to sort of talk about their code and what they're working on. But they'll still be able to achieve that. We won't be there in person, but we'll still see these updates in early June. June 8 to 12 is when it runs. So expect in the early hours of June 9 is when it starts in Australian time, that we'll be hearing all about iOS 15, iOS, iPad OS 15, and watchOS 8, and all the brand new platforms, the brand new updates for all the Apple products.
I think it's crossed you'll be back in San Jose next year, though, Stephen.
Let's hope so, yeah. Your mouth to God's ears, hopefully.
Mate, always good to talk to you. Have a great week. We'll catch up next Tuesday.
Thanks a lot, guys, and good luck with the Knights this weekend.
Thank you. Yes, yeah, I think we need it.
We need all the luck we can get.
We definitely do. Onwards and upwards. Stephen has a wonderful website, techguide.com.au.